Tom is the narrator of Alexander Stewart's startlingly forceful novel, The War Zone. He's 15 when his father, a high-powered architect, moves the family from London to the Devon countryside. Tom's mother, a lawyer, is pregnant and soon gives birth to Jake. Tom's 17-year-old sister, Jessie, dominates Tom's thoughts, and when he discovers that she and their father are having an affair, the boy is propelled out of his habitual cynical detachment. The scenes depicting incest and violence are harrowing. Jessie is shown to have instigated the sex, although her father eagerly complies. But the shocks aren't gratuitous. They catapult Tom to emotional and moral clarity. Tom's voice is the book's dominant, masterful element. It's an unstaunchable stream of bilious wit that is part assaultive weapon and part lifeline to his humanity. You can hear it in this typically wry take on his baby brother. "He looks okay to me. He looks like he's having wet dreams or maybe planning the baby aspirin dealership that's going to set him up. Jake looks like a survivor, but you never can tell. There are times when he looks small and helpless like any other baby. But I think he's only faking." The war zone is awash in unnaturalness. Everything appears tainted, sickened, and the language is nauseated. Tom is intoxicated with Jessie. She is the sublimely knowing and cool older sibling, a creature who maintains her power by alternately withholding and flashing information. Tom paints her as larger than life in every dimension, more carnal, depraved, needy, sexy, inscrutable. She eclipses his vision of other beings, and his longing and frustration don't let up. Tom is poisoned by his hormones, outraged by the tyrannies of biological change. He's strung out between childhood and adulthood, and he feels at home only in London's sooty, punkoid squalor, where deviance and disconnectedness are incorporable. But objective toxicities plague Tom as well. He is a child of global pollution. He's conscious that the milk he drinks is laced with Chernobyl fallout, and he counts the plastic bags floating in the ocean. A nuke-age kid brought up amid reports of spiraling terrorism, he tacks a picture of a Beirut teenager over his bed. The world is in dire straits, and so is his family, and Tom can't determine cause and effect. Are his father and sister having an affair because he's too weak to stop them, or because they've been poisoned by the world? Or is incest, like radioactive waste, blighting the age? "What's wrong with you?" Jessie asks, and Tom answers, "Cancer? AIDS? The fact that I've got a sister who lets her father have her right up her arse?" With all the book's darkness, Alexander Stewart isn't a nihilist. The war zone is stark and sad. In Jessie, eroticism is plunder. In Tom, romance burns, but the boy does come to see beyond his fantasies. He sees that there are too many accidents, doors left ajar, and forests burned. Fear of God, which used to restrain people from violence and self-destruction, hasn't been replaced by tenderness, by a sense that life is worthy of saving on its own. "Why," Tom rages at the members of his family, "can't you love me better?" "Why," he asks, "can't you love yourselves and the world better?"